Well, it's a Tuesday morning, and despite how sad South Africa is about our sports results, it's time for the Dwell Property Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties. And of course, we'll kick it off in depressing fashion. Ellis Park was the stage, the Springboks. This is a ground we do not lose rugby games at. And at 22-0 up after 18 minutes, it looked like a walk in the park. But boy, that wasn't a determined Australian outfit. They came back strong, unanswered points. And unfortunately, Rassi and his boys have a lot to consider going into the next test match in Cape Town after losing on home soil at Ellis Park to the Wallabies. That one really hurt. And if that didn't hurt enough, Friday, South Africa took on Australia in the third T20 down under in Australia. And Glenn Maxwell in the last over steering Australia to a victory and a 2-1 series victory over the Proteas. Another painful loss for South Africa. If you woke up early Sunday morning drinking your coffee with your rusk in front of your TV and your gated estate here on the North Coast to watch Drikus 2+3 defend his title, hulle weet nie wat ons weet nie. Unfortunately, they do know what we know now, and Drikus stripped of his title, losing all five rounds in a dominant display. But Drikus will come back stronger than ever. We for sure see that coming, and a rematch is already on the cards. So a sad day all round for those three sports for South Africa, but boy, we will bounce back. Of course, Premier League action kicked off on the weekend with the reigning Premier League champions kicking off the Premier League on Friday night. At 2-2, Liverpool looked in a bit of danger at home at Anfield, but an 87th minute goal and then another goal in injury time from Mohamed Salah saw Liverpool beat Bournemouth 4-2. Yesterday, Man United hosted Arsenal at Old Trafford, and Arsenal again from a corner scoring and running out 1-0 victors against Manchester United. Chelsea were held 0-0 by crosstown rivals Crystal Palace, and Nottingham Forest off to a cracker start, 3-1 winners against Brentford. Some other mixed results from the Premier League: Man City hammered Wolves 4-0, and Tottenham Hotspur, under their new manager, very promising with a 3-0 victory over Burnley. One other game to feature was Aston Villa versus Newcastle. A lot of big names in that game, but that fizzled out to a 0-0 draw. Be sure to catch the rugby championships this coming weekend. Of course, we've been through the South African results. New Zealand also beat Argentina, so all to play for the Springboks, but we sure Rassi and the boys can really get up for a great game in Cape Town. So be sure to be set in front of your TVs with your bras lit and ready here on the North Coast in the gated estates. And next week, Tuesday, we hope to bring you some positive South African news here on the Dwell Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists.